Illusionist Darcy Oak joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Good. We're looking forward to your visit here in Banff on November 29th. An illusionist is not a typical career trajectory for most people. How did you get into this line of work?
I just experienced a magic trick when I was a little kid, and it just fascinated me, and I had no explanation for what I had seen, and it was that feeling of not being able to explain it that, you know, as soon as that happened, I was like, I want to do this to other people.
Your rise to fame really began with your appearance on the show Britain's Got Talent, where you appeared in the finals. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
It was absolutely insane. Like, I had no idea the impact. You know, as a magician and illusionist and performer, you get so close to your material that you sort of forget how it's perceived by people who have never seen it before. So that style of magic, like the large illusions and that type of thing, hadn't really been seen in a while over in the UK. So when I went over there and did it with a fresh kind of approach and style, it really seemed to connect with the public. And I mean, the combined viewership of like the three acts that I did online, it's like over 100 million YouTube views, which is absolutely insane to think about. And it just opened up so many doors and so many opportunities. And you know, if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't be talking to you here today. So
that's awesome. Now, you made reference to kids' magic. And I think here in the Bow Valley, when people think of a magic show, that's sort of what they think about, is sort of one of those family kinds of shows, simply because they haven't really been exposed to a lot of the type of magic or illusions that you do. What's the difference between, say, a kids' magic show and what you do on stage?
I have the utmost respect for anybody that's, you know, trying to make it. And, you know, if you're a birthday party performer, like, all the power to you. I commend that. Like, magic fundamentally sort of instills that childlike wonder in people, right? I feel like it's the way that it's sort of been presented in the past that has maybe given it that stigma that magic's for kids. But if it can be presented in a current and relevant type way, and I think with what happened with me on Britain's Got Talent, it was it sort of connected with such a vast demographic because it wasn't presented as a little party trick or as a kid show, basically. And like I said, nothing against anybody who's doing kid shows. I think it's extremely respectable, but I'm trying to bring in a different audience to the art form, and an audience that, you know, might otherwise be like, no, magic's for kids. And it's like, well, wait a sec, wait till you see this kind of thing.
I understand you've got a brand new book that's just come out in Canada. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Behind the Illusion. It's basically my thoughts on magic as an art form. It's essentially like with music. There's 12 notes you can play, and you can do them in different combinations, and that can make different songs from those 12 notes. But, you know, with magic, it's very similar. There's 9 things pretty much that you can do in magic. It's like you can make something appear, you can make something disappear, you can read someone's mind. And the book sort of goes into detail of these 9 genres within magic and how the psychology varies from a close-up situation to a theatrical production. And it sort of lets you behind the mask a little bit and see, you know, the nuances and what goes in to it from a psychological perspective.
The Edge of Reality tour, I understand it's underway now. How's the tour been going so far?
Absolutely amazing. So we just finished the UK leg. Majority of the shows were sold out, and the reception was absolutely amazing. So I couldn't be more excited to bring the tour back home to Canada.
Is there a particular illusion or something about the show that the audience is really responding to right now?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because people on Britain's Got Talent, there was 3 clear, concise illusions that, you know, in that time frame, the producers need to know exactly what you're going to say, when you're going to say it, how it's going to be said, how it's going to be delivered. So it's very rehearsed and very scripted. Whereas in my live show, it's like that element is still there with the large illusions, of course. But a big component of my show is sort of the interaction with the audience and getting to know the people that are there and getting them involved in stuff. So, I mean, I haven't really had an opportunity to display that side of the show publicly. So when people come to the show and they get that and they get that connection and that direct interaction, it's been overwhelming, the response to that. So it's really exciting.
Have you spent much time in the Banff area before?
Not too much. I've been there a few times, just, you know, some skiing trips and that type of thing. Every time I go, it's like, it's the most beautiful place. I love it.
Well, we're looking forward to welcoming you back. Darcy Oak, The Edge of Reality Tour, comes to the Banff Centre's Eric Harvey Theatre on Sunday, November 29th. Tickets are $30, available at the Banff Centre box office or online at banffcentre.ca. Darcy, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.